to get special permission to do that, probably. Or maybe we call a special meeting to do it.
Where'd you go?
We're in the River Cruise and the Danube.
For the Danube, Germany.
Yeah, how long in Australia, Slovenia, I mean, here.
How long?
8 days on the boat and 4 days in Prague before that.
Should we do it again?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was good.
I've been looking at those for about a year now, thinking it'd be a great way to go.
September's?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
September and October.
Chief?
Sir.
I have 5 copies of September's minutes.
Okay, plus before. Did you all have copies?
I have mine.
Okay. September?
You're a big reader, aren't you?
September? Do you have one now? There you go. Just sign one. Get back to me, please, and then time that comes so we can put it in the box.
Okay.
If you guys.
5:35 on whatever day it is, November 15th, Tuesday, calling the Board of Fire Commissioners meeting to order. First item on the agenda, Commissioner Pisano present.
Commissioner Hadley present.
Commissioner Connolly present.
First item is public comment. Oh, wait. Anybody recording? Missing Amy.
She should be here.
Okay.
So she probably will be recording when she
left. Public comment. No public comment. Public comment.
Cynthia Gardner, 94 School Street. Commissioner Pisano, I have a request. Would it be possible to postpone my public comment to the end of the meeting?
Don't see any reason why not.
Thank you.
Next item, review and approval of previous minutes. We have many copies of September. I've already gone over my copy, so I didn't have any problems with it.
Neither did I.
All right. Copy for you, Chief. There was possibility. Oh, where's my copy of October? Come on. Do you also have a copy of October's? Okay, and I had reviewed these and had no problem with them with you.
I have no problem. Do we need to make a motion to accept the minutes?
Probably should.
All right, well.
So let's start with September, probably.
September, move that we accept the September minutes as printed. Do I have a second?
Second. Hadley.
In favor, Pisano.
Connolly.
Hadley.
Passed. Meetings from minutes from October. I have previously looked at mine. Move that we accept them as printed. Do I have a second?
Second, Hadley.
All in favor? Pisano?
Connolly.
Hadley.
have yet the written copy of the August minutes, but I understand they are being done. So hopefully we will be able to have them next time. I want to express my appreciation to Amy Cates for providing us with a backup copy from her recordings that enabled us to get a transcript. Next item, Chief's report.
Hi, this is Chief Olson, Christopher Olson, Kituit Fire. Okay, we have in front of you, I believe you did receive the, no activity sheets, but for a total of 33 rescue calls in the month of October and 19 fire instances, a total of 52 calls. Beginning September, we were about 52 ahead, and now we're pretty much even. So September, October, November, so far of November, half of the month has been very quiet. We've been slowing down. In the summers, we were doing 99 to 100 calls, and now we're doing around 52 to 66 calls. So it has quieted down. People have gone to Florida, unfortunately. And I guess that's good. Good for them. Okay, ComStar report. Oh, do you have any questions on activities? Questions?
Just give me a minute.
Okay.
We're in a different format than...
I don't have your incidences. I didn't provide you with that, the activity sheet for you on the monthly activities.
Okay, well, I understand what we have.
Okay, ComStar should be the one that says activity tracking report,
mm-hmm.
The next one. Okay, that's what we're going to be on. If you see there that it kind of gives you basically the grand total so far, and this is from 11/01/15 to 10/31/16. There seems to be a new person doing the ComStar billing for us because they gave... us a ton of different reports, you know, so I picked out this one, and then the second one I picked out, it was write-offs. I know you folks wanted to know about the write-offs, and we had $1,128.69 for write-offs from 13 all the way to 16, so it's not many write-offs. So right now, the percentage collected has been 70.75% collected. And again, this is from 2015 to October 16th, with a total of $390,219.98 totally collected, and that's for 327 transports from that period. And we collected, that's what the total charges were, we collected $141,471. In 90 cents. So basically the month of...
Can I ask you a question there?
Sure.
So we have total charges of 390.
Yes.
This is saying that's allowable of 199.
Mm-hmm.
And we've only collected 141. So do we have 58,000 more coming in?
Yeah, that's. I believe that's your 70.75%, so it's not 100% collected yet. So that's why that 30% that we need to finish, maybe that will add up to that 50-some-odd thousand you're talking about.
Okay.
And it's funny because they gave us a summary, which they've never done before. So this is rather strange to me, and this is what they gave us. And it was a different person, so maybe the person that has been giving us the reports is on vacation or something, but I'll give them a call and find out why they changed it up. I know in October, it says we've, just to go back to what we used to get, you can kind of like bring it out, is 28 rescue runs, it's on the bottom of the page, $33,666.89 was the total charges, the allowable was $19,386, and we haven't collected anything for October as of right now.
follow-up question there. On 2015, November.
Yes.
We're only at 69% collected.
Yes, 69.80.
Right, 70%, okay. What are we doing? Is there anything, excuse my ignorance here, but is there anything being done about that 30%? That's $5,000, as it would be in that case.
I don't know how they're collecting this data. I don't know if it's because the people haven't given them a lot amount of money, or if it is we're just not receiving the extras from them. So I'm not sure how they're collecting. I think the best thing to do is to get a ComStar representative here. I did not set this up with them. Our financial people actually get these reports. I don't know why I'm receiving them. That's something that it goes directly to them. It doesn't go to our budget. So, I just give the report because we've always had it on the agenda. So maybe I think that's a question for Mr. Daly to answer.
Okay.
And that's more of financial. We don't use it in our budget is what I'm saying. So I don't know why I've always reported it. I think it was in the past when Chief Frazier used to get it from ComStar. They used to go into a revolving account or an enterprise account that we used to have here. That was prior to me being here. And I believe that's why he was giving you the report. So I would be glad to take this off of my agenda or your agenda and put it on to the Prudential Committee because they are getting the reports as well. They're receiving them. They're knowing exactly what they receive, what they're putting in the district's bank account.
Right.
I have no access to that, so.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry. It is. They were working on it today for you guys, right? They were working on it. That's why we've always reported it, but we just reported the summaries to my board. So I don't know if it was just a heads up to you folks, and it's hard for me to answer questions because it's. The financial team does that, not the fire chief, you know. I don't see any transitions. I don't see any transactions. Exactly. Exactly. And that's the only thing I know. And I don't know how they do that and what, you know. It was set up unfortunately, prior to me being here. Okay. Okay, for the budget, you have the appropriation sheet furnished from our wonderful financial team. And this is the final for October that you see. 33% of our budget. And at the end, so far, we're 28% spent out of a 33% budget. There are some line items that I highlighted, and I will go over them. The second, it's on page 2, number 5130, where it says full-time injury for the salaries. That's the money that we're paying the overtime on for the injuries, the line of duty. And also, line of duty injuries. That has spent 238% because we only have 20,000 in that account, so it's gone beyond that, obviously, for 238%. Now, we are receiving money back from that, but this is where it comes erroneous because we are getting money back, but we're not seeing it. So, we're getting 80% back. Once again, it's something that really we're not seeing any benefits from that, that insurance. The financial team is, or actually the district is, because it's going into the general budget, from my understanding at least. But that could offset that number quite a bit. Okay, so the next item that we have is 5150, where it says salaries and other. We have 10,000. We have spent $6,500, roughly, so 66%. And those others is meetings, agendas. It's the catch-all, if you will, that is not on our salary line items, like the meetings that we have, the drills that we have. The drills actually come out of training. Tony pulls this number, and I know 5150 covers quite a bit from our salaries.
Chief, I have a question about that.
Yes.
I had reviewed the sheet for 1110, so we're talking about just through the end of October.
This is correct. This is the end of October, this final.
At that point, the end of October, the 66% jumps in the next week to 113%.
Okay.
In November, in the first week of November. Do you have any idea?
I will communicate with Tony to find out where they're taking that from.
Because I was going to ask you about 5150 anyhow, because it was already at 113. Looking back, that's quite a shift from what's the final date on this, the 27th through the 10th.
Just stand by Did one second. I'm just checking.
Get to look at the November 10th sheet.
So 5150 comes out to other and administrative. I will have to check my warrants on that, and I had nothing on that day. Let me just make sure. Let me go down to the last one. So we have $2,251.94 spent on other. Let me just find out where that is coming from, so I can at least give you a better understanding of where it's coming from. 51 other. Okay, so the others is like administrative. They come up with administrative, and it comes under the open shift that we have. And that's where that's coming out of, because it's an other. It looks like a 24-hour overtime shift that this person has. We do not have a line item to take it out of in our warrants other than the other administrative, and that's where that money's coming from. So when Lieutenant Sergeant has been on line of duty, as we know, he has to be filled according to the contract, and that's where that money's coming from. So you're going to see it every week. Someone's going to make the overtime to cover that shift, and that's where the other's coming from.
Well, the question I have is that at 10/27, the expenditure to date was $6,639. On 11/10, the expenditure is $11,300. So we're spending just shy of $5,000 in overtime.
A month.
A
little less than a month.
This is
2 weeks.
10 days.
2 weeks, yeah. Right. 24-hour shifts.
Okay. Those are the only two items that...
And it depends on who takes the shift, on how much it's going to be. Mm-hmm. Okay, then, you all set with that item?
I am, but I have another question in the report. We received a write-off report in
yes.
here that includes information that should not have been printed up for this meeting.
I would appreciate then if that's the information, give it back to me and I will destroy it.
Very good.
These are for your eyes only.
Right.
So that's not inappropriate. There is nothing here that's inappropriate that is medical. But that's all right. I'll destroy it. All set? Okay, 5245, repairs and maintenance to grounds is another issue that we have here with 95% of the budget is spent. We have a budget of $3,500 for the grounds. If you notice, that is where the fence has been put in for our neighbors, next to our neighbors, as well as purchasing trees. We had taken down 4 trees. The pine trees were destroying cars, or actually not destroying the cars, but putting sap all over the cars. And we had asked our neighbors if we could take the trees down, and they said yes, but we would have to plant trees, and we did. So that's where most of that money came from, was the fence and the 4 cypress evergreens that we put up. And our neighbors are happy. Okay, the other item is 5275, and that's 911 dispatch expense. We have a budget of $37,500, and we spent $910 and I think 7 cents, so 98% of that budget spent. Obviously, that's what we owe.
Did they raise the rates?
I thought we were with them for 38,000, but I mean 37,000 something, but I'm not sure. No, I thought we were in the range of 37,000. We were paying 47,000 when I went to them, and we were going to go to the sheriff's department for 25,000, and we didn't do that, so we communicated back to Chief Wynn and Comm Fire, and they brought it down to 37,000 from 47,000. So we thought we would stay with Comm Fire since we have the infrastructure in place, and it was going to cost us roughly $38,000 for the infrastructure to go to the sheriff's department at that time. Excuse me. 5316 is the next item on the budget. That's CMED fees. We have $4,000, and we spent $2,172, and that is a little higher than what we have since we had more calls. They go by per call, so that we have 45% spent on a 33% budget. The next one is 5730, that's dues and membership. We spent $34,000 and we should be complete, 30% and 34% and we should be complete as of right now. And the last page, on page 3 for us, it's 5891 prior year encumbrances. We had $14,617.60, and we've used all of that up, 100%. So a grand total of 28% of the budget has been spent in a 33% budget time frame. Page 5 is our appropriations, our special capital expenditures. We should be closing out some of these accounts. We will be. I've talked to Mr. Daly about closing out some of these accounts to make them clean. And we will probably reflect that at some point. And that is it for the appropriation sheet.
Stan Goldstein, Trudy Lane. Chief, one of the things I think on the 9/11 thing, you said that the sheriff would offer you $25,000 a year. and Com came in at 37, and there was a conversion cost, if you went to the sheriff, of $37,000. That's $12,000. And if you went to the sheriff's department and you laid out $37,000, you'd get that break-even point in 3 years. Then after that, it's a lot cheaper, no?
Totally agree. I was asked not to do that by the commissioners at that time. But I totally agree. That was my thought. And I asked the sheriff's department since then, and we're on a waiting list right now. Yeah. But thank you for the question.
Cynthia Gardner. I have a question regarding the CMED appropriation line. You said it was over because of increased calls, but earlier in the meeting you said we are on par with our total calls for the year. So could you clarify that for me, please?
As you know, the year hasn't been over yet, so we still have ways to go. And I also said, if you were listening, that we had 52 calls above. So we were a lot more in the summer, so we're going to see a big flux in the summer. We're not going to see so much coming forward now.
So how many calls do we have here today?
Yeah. Let's see. Just connecting. Stand by. So what I'm connecting to right now, this is Wilson, what I'm connecting to is ImageTrend FireBridge. That's what we have for an incident management system. So we're going to go through this, and we will give you a report on that. So I'm looking up how many calls we've had. Let's go with this date, 15th to the 15th. Okay, to this date, we have had, let me get to the right page. And that, what date is that? As of 10/23, we've had 722 runs.
And what was that number at the same time last year?
Stand by. All right, let's see. what did I say, 10, 23, I think it was, 15. Actually, that was actually more than that, less than that, rather. That was as of 11:15, a month later. Well, that was because of November. But let's go back to August, and I beg it to differ. It would be 52 runs ahead, because that's what it was.
So 722 was as of October, Chief, and 745 was as of November?
Yes.
We're going to end discussion on this topic now. Do you have anything else on budget?
I have nothing on the budget, unless you have something on the budget.
We are going to have to start doing budget planning.
That's on the new agenda, on the new business. Mm-hmm. You have the fire chief search, and then the...
Right. In terms of the search, I have been in contact with three agencies that do search and met with or spoke with representatives of two of them. The third did not respond to my query. The two firms, this is for you to bring you up to date. I met with Robert Craig of the Municipal Resources Group. And I have materials and a bid from the from MMA Consulting, who also conduct this kind of business. And my inclination, based on pricing and services provided, is that the Municipal Resources Group is offering us potentially comprehensive search assistance package with basically a one-year guarantee on the outcome if a candidate is hired on the basis of their involvement with us on a search. That if that doesn't work out in the first year, they will repeat the search at no cost. That is not available from either of the other agencies that were considered, but it seemed like a pretty compelling feature. The involvement would include consultation with a citizen advisory committee. I've already taken it on myself to invite former Commissioner Brenda Naylor to be a citizen representative on that committee. And my understanding is that Fran Parks has volunteered to be on the committee representing the, on the search committee, representing the Prudential Committee. I would be happy to share this information with both of you about cost and services, but I would like to tentatively proceed with this group because we're already well behind the timeline curve for how long the process takes. You're welcome to look at the materials. I can
ask you a question?
Sure.
So where are these firms located? Either one of the Massachusetts-based companies?
Both of them, well, the Municipal Resources is out of New Hampshire, but they provide, they have staffing in Massachusetts as well, and they've got a pretty extensive list of districts, including Barnstable.
And MMA Consulting, is that aware?
They are out of Plymouth.
Have we Have we spoken to any of references?
I have not contacted references beyond their listings of their current jobs. The Municipal Resources Group, I'm just looking for the list of where they're currently working on the Cape. They've done both Calm and Barnstable.
And so, my suggestion would be, if you're narrowed down to one, then I'm personally, my perspective would be, I'm fine with that. You've done the research, but I would ask that on that one that you've narrowed down to, that you contact a couple of the people that they claim they've done business with, and get their perspective on how their process was, you know, what their feelings were. I mean,
right.
You know, it's more of a process question, in all honesty, probably, than an actual, you know, fire chief statement, because they probably will give you that information. They're not going to say, yeah, we got this guy, and he's not what we expected. But the fact of the matter is, we can find out process anyways.
Mm-hmm.
My suggestion.
Right, but if you're in agreement that I go forward with it, I will follow up on that this week and get that information. And do you have any questions about it?
No, I do not.
Do you know this group? Have you contacted them before?
No.
Okay. So as that's where we stand in the search process. As I mentioned, I have invited Brenda Naylor onto the advisory committee, and she has indicated a willingness to do that. So we move to new business. And first item in new business is personnel. I'm going to... Did you have something?
No, I just didn't know if you want to ask me about personnel. I'm just holding the mic.
Okay. What do you have to tell me about personnel?
Chief Olson, I just would actually like to ask the board to actually speak into the mic as well as announce their names. Because that's what administrative Dolly was asking from the transcript. They're getting all messed up with who's talking. So again, Christopher Olson, Chief Olson, for personnel, we do have the same person on line of duty. We did mention that last time. That was Lieutenant Sergeant, still on line of duty. He did go to his medical board. He's gone past that now, and the medical board, I believe, made the decision to PIRAC, and that's where their PIRAC is, which is our retirement board. They're going to meet and decide from there. If they accept what the medical board says, yes or no. And I do know that the PIRAC does have their meeting at the end of every month, and they may not have one at this month. So I don't know where we stand there. We'll look in December, January, maybe.
Is it possible that they would have one at the end of December?
With Christmas, I don't know. I don't think so, but I hope they do.
So this could drag out to the end of January?
When I first, remember a couple of months ago, my Chief Olson again, my first comment to the board was, when I had spoke to the retirement board about this whole situation before Lieutenant Sergeant went to the medical board, medical committee, was April, they were telling us, April, if everything goes according to, according to the order that they have. So it's quite a long process, unfortunately, but that's what we have. And that is it. That's it so far.
Right, in that same category of personnel, I am getting buried in paperwork with this search process at the same time as we are moving forward in the union negotiating. I would like to get some administrative assistance in this, and I'm asking my fellow commissioner, this is Commissioner Pisano still talking. I'm asking my fellow commissioners to authorize for the next 3 months a day a week of administrative assistance for the commissioners for our work in this, both in terms of the contract negotiation and the search. We have available the option of asking the chief's administrative assistant to pick up an extra 5 hours a week. Is that a normal day for her?
Yes, yeah, she's Chief Olson, the administrative assistant's contracted Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, 15 hours, a total of $16,000. And yes, and if you're requesting that, then that's up to you folks.
Well, I could use a substantial chunk of that for at least this next 2 months going into the budget preparation.
Make the motion.
So, Commissioner Connolly, so Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, in what hours is she working now? Is
that 9:30 to 3, I believe it is. 2:30.
So how many hours a week is Commissioner Connolly?
15
hours.
Yeah. Yep.
So we'd increase her time to 20? How would we, Commissioner Connolly, how would that be, what fund would that come out of? How would that get paid?
This is Chief Olson. In the appropriation sheet, I wasn't prepared, sorry, to answer this, but didn't know this was going on. On the appropriation sheet, we have emergency monies that may be able to, I'll have to look at it to make sure, but I believe that would maybe take care of that. If we go over the budget, we could use the appropriation sheet. My understanding of the budget's a line item budget for us only. Okay. At the end of the day, the last of the budget is the budget, and if we go over it, then we need to ask for forgiveness for the Prudential Committee. But if we can stay within the budget and use possibly that emergency money that we have, I believe it's $25,000. It might be less. I'm not sure. I haven't really looked at this, so... but that would be my first thought, at least.
Right, and my thought had been, Chief, when I had looked over this budget sheet, is that we've used next to nothing in the call lines, so that we should certainly be able to cover a couple of months.
Okay.
Assistant was already full time.
I think we ought to stay within the fire department. Our young lady that works for us is very cognizant on what goes on within our hierarchy, and so what little time that this is going to add to our budget, I'm quite sure we can find a line item to take care of that.
Well, partly I'm asking this because of the volume of paperwork that's fallen on me with these three things coming in close conjunction, and it would be a lot simpler for me to be able to work it through the house rather than having to run back and forth to the water department. But I will contact them because I hadn't known that there was a possibility that their person had available time. Let's see, this is mid-November, and we have the budget is got to be into the still Commissioner Pisano yakking. The budget has to be into the Prudential Committee by when?
Chief Olson, by March meeting, the March meeting to the Prudential Committee. So we usually meet a week before the Prudential Committee to for that one of the purposes for that is the budget. Mm-hmm. So by March, and I figured if I know we have it on the budget planning for FY 2018 on the agenda for new business, and I was hoping just to bring that up to you folks that we need to get that rolling. Maybe have a meeting or two about the budget.
All right. Well, for the moment, I'm going to make a motion that we authorize the chief's assistant, if she is interested, to pick up 5 hours a week for the next 12 weeks for our use in these three projects, and we can review it on a month-by-month basis to see what kind of time, whether we need more or less or whatever.
This is Tom Hadley. I second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Commissioner Pisano, aye.
Commissioner Hadley, aye.
Commissioner Connolly, aye.
I don't have anything else for personnel, either of you?
No.
Right. Chief, apparatus.
Okay, there's a couple of things on apparatus. 265, the new 265 is in service. It does need to go to Minuteman for a drawer to extend outward one of the side compartments to allow our jaw to be mounted. So we're going to be doing that soon. Engine 263 is in Minuteman right now. They are giving us a price on how much it's going to be for the repairs for the rust that 263 has. And the old 265 is our second due, and it's in service, and it's working fine as we speak, knock on wood. And the appraisal, I have not done the appraisal as of yet. My reasoning for that is not to stall it, but is to wait until we at least get back 263, because if something happens to it in the meantime, the appraisal is going to go, south, if you will. So I was waiting until we get 263 back. So before we do anything with 265, we will have an appraisal done, a professional appraisal done, and find out how much it is. But we also have to talk about something on 265. We did mention in an article that we cannot, it said that we would either sell it outright or trade it in and get some money back. So I would ask the board to look at that article. I have a copy of the article. I'm sure you folks do too as well. And that maybe we could revisit a new article to amend that old article to maybe possibly put it into the Academy as a donation. But as of right now, we cannot donate that until we amend that article, if we do decide to do that. Just putting it out to the commissioners.
Chief, Commissioner Pisano, it would be my recommendation that we not bother with the appraisal until such time as 263 is completely repaired, back in service, full-time. We know that we've got two good running machines. Then we can get the appraisal. When we see what the appraisal is, we can determine the next step, and if we have to modify the article, if that, based on the appraisal, if that seems like a reasonable thing to do, we can address it then.
Great. Thank you, sir.
Chief, Commissioner Connolly, on the apparatus, extending a cabinet for the jaws, correct?
That's correct, sir.
Any other rework have to be done on that?
The irons need to be placed in, the Halligan and the pickhead axe, that needs to be placed into the cab, but we just didn't want to drill into the cab, so they're going to do those as well.
Okay, at the same time itself.
Yes, sir.
And as far as equipment goes, we're waiting on hoses, I think, right? New hoses?
You know, it's funny, they came in today, actually. So they're going to be putting them in. We have fire ops, I'm glad you said that. We have fire ops It's what we call a burn day at the Academy this Friday, so we're going to take our new engine down there, and obviously you're always invited to do any of our training with us or come by and watch our training. And it's going to be Friday, this Friday the 18th, from 9 to 3. Love to have you stop by.
And that's where?
At the Bonsall Fire Academy, Bonsall County Fire Academy. And that's off of Academy Drive, off of Mary Dunn Road in Bonsall Village.
Do we have a burn on Friday as well, Chief?
Yeah, that's it. Yep, that's it.
That's the burn?
Yep, that's the burn. Okay. Yep, that's the burn day. Yep.
So when the hoses are done and what you described is done, everything on the truck will be brand new, good to go.
That is correct.
Commissioner Connolly. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, Chief, one more thing. I meant to ask you, Commissioner Pisano. 263 is in for the estimate. Did they give us any idea ahead of time about timeline for how long it would take?
They didn't give us a time frame. They haven't even given us a quote yet, and it's been there for 2 weeks. However, I do know that the gentleman was on vacation, and I'm sure he's back by now. I know he went somewhere for 2 weeks. So he should be back last week. He should have been back. So I'm sure he's booked up right now. But our vehicle, our apparatus is there, and he knows about it. And he's going to give us the quote first. And from that point, we'll decide what we want to do. If we can do it all, great. If we can't, then we'll decide on what is the most appropriate attack for the truck. And then we'll hopefully get that. You know, I briefly went over it with him when I dropped it off, and he said, Chief, you know, if it's the doors that are rusted and the frame underneath, that won't take much but a month or two the most. So hoping to get this back because I know we're paying insurance on three apparatuses instead of two. So that is going to hurt our budget there a little bit for that as well.
Be late January before it was back and fully functional.
That is correct.
Okay. Budget planning for the coming year. We need to, as you said, Chief, earlier, probably have a separate meeting just for that. I know we're coming up into the holiday season, which makes scheduling difficult. Our next regular meeting is going to be December 13th. What would people's availability be to set a meeting now for strictly budget?
Chief Olson, I am available when you folks are available.
Either of you fellow commissioners have particular time constraints in December.
I'm going back to the 3rd.
Okay.
Other than that,
what about December 6th? That's a Tuesday. If we met then, we'd have at least some preliminary perspective before our next regularly scheduled meeting.
Check one.
Are you feeling?
I do not know. Check one.
Oh, Chief Olson, what time would that be, sir, on the 6th, if it's okay?
Right now, I could do from 5 o'clock on.
Great, I'm available.
On the 6th, but we're waiting for...
All right, I'm going with this question. What time were you saying? I'm sorry?
This is Tuesday, December 6th.
Yep. What time were you talking?
I could be available from 5 on.
Yeah, I'm good right now.
5 o'clock?
Okay, sir, I'll put that on the an agenda and put it forward and... If it changes, just let me know so I can redo the agenda.
I said, we're back to the second Tuesday format for our regularly scheduled meetings. So that would be December 13th for our next regularly scheduled meeting. Okay. Ms. Gardner, you asked to have your public comment postponed to the end. Do you want to swing that in now?
What time is that meeting on the 13th?
On the 13th?
Cynthia Gardner.
It would be also be a fun.
Fine, thank you.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's right. Cynthia Gardner, School Street, Kootuit. We've been here for about an hour, and we had a meeting, which I didn't learn anything that I didn't already know prior to coming. I would like it if maybe after the first of the year, if you guys could maybe attend a fire commissioner's meeting in another district to see how they are run and see how reports are given. So maybe a template could be set up for our new chief when he does start. Or she, that would be nice. I have a concern. Commissioner Pisano, you asked about a big increase in the appropriations report from the end of October to the middle of November regarding overtime. The chief never mentioned during his personnel report, not only do we have a firefighter out on line of duty, but we also have a firefighter out on personal sick time due to a prolonged illness, and that could be a reason for the increase in the overtime. It also would have been nice for him to maybe address that with you and for you to take that up and maybe do something for that firefighter. I just feel that these meetings aren't very informative. Thank you.
If there's nothing else? Sure.
Amy Cates. We discussed the Citizens Advisory Committee at this meeting, or you mentioned asking former Fire Commissioner Brendan Naylor to join the committee. I recall discussing the fact that a Citizens Advisory Committee would be set up. I don't remember the nuts and bolts. I don't recall how you would solicit citizens. I don't recall if it was discussed how members of the community that might have some interest, how they would know that they could come forward. I don't recall if it was going to be posted in the newsletter, letting people know that might have an interest so that they could make their interest known. I don't recall that we discussed how many people would be on the committee, the makeup of the committee, how many would be citizens, how many would be elected officials or currently serving officials. So I just wondered if you could fill in some of the flesh on the bones of how that Citizens Advisory Committee would work in terms of numbers, in terms of finding people, when you plan to have that committee appointed and on board. So that would be my question. Thank you.
I will just make a brief response. The process is going to be shaped in part by the firm that we retain to assist us in this and their recommendations, which I'm still waiting to get because we have not formally contracted with either of them yet. When I know that, I will make that information available. Move the meeting adjourned, since I was told there's somebody coming in at 6:30.
Second, Tom Hadley.
All in favor?
Commissioner Conley.
Commissioner Hadley.
Commissioner Pisano, meeting is closed.